WCHL News Time is 4:32. Current temperature is 82 degrees. Looking very, very nice out there from where I'm standing. Chance of rain today is going to be 20%. Otherwise, a very, very nice day. Bruce Rosenblum here with you on this glorious Tuesday afternoon. And I have here in the studio with me Miss Anna Richards, president of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP chapter. Anna, how are you?
I'm doing great today, thanks.
Well, it's great to have you here. And it seems that there are some events that are going on or about to go on.
Right. I'd like to share a couple of opportunities with folks. First one is this Thursday at the Chapel Hill Public Library from 6:15 to 8 p.m. And it's a documentary film screening. The film was produced by Kenneth Campbell, who's a young millennial himself. It's called Millennials of the Moral Movement. And it really focuses on folks under 25 who've been very involved in the Moral Monday movement, which, as I'm sure many folks recognize, is the effort led by our NAACP state president, Reverend William Barber. And it has a number of people who are featured in the film on a panel for a discussion afterwards, talking about how young millennials can have an impact on our social justice activities in the area and a real impact on society. So we're inviting everyone to come out, but especially young folks, millennials. They're the future, and this is a great opportunity to share and learn. In addition to the panel, there'll be some spoken word artists sharing some of their art and commentary on some of the things going on around us today. So that's this Thursday, the 29th of June, from 6:15 to 8 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library.
Okay, this Thursday at the Chapel Hill Public Library for that. Sounds like a good event. Anything else going on?
Yeah, well, you know, traditionally, for the last several years, the town of Carrboro has sponsored the reading of Frederick Douglass's famous 4th of July address. And so as you're thinking about things to do on the 4th, I think, you know, a lot of us, we think about barbecue and fireworks, the 4th of July has a very significant meaning. And Frederick Douglass wrote a very famous speech. And so what happens, it'll be at Carrboro Century Center on Tuesday, the July 4th at noon, and various folks from around the community will be reading segments of that speech. And it's sponsored again by the town of Carrboro. And I think it's a good opportunity to come out and remember what the 4th symbolizes in terms of liberty and freedom in our country. So invite folks to come out again. That's Tuesday, July 4th at noon at the Carrboro Century Center.
Okay, so that's happening on the 4th of July before all the fireworks go down.
Yep, before the barbecue, before you get too full on the barbecue and all the other festivities associated with the 4th. It's a good opportunity to do something really symbolic of freedom and liberty in our country.
Fantastic. That's great. So good timing on that as well. So those are two great events. We'll have those links on our website for you as well. Anything else going on?
Yeah, there's one other documentary called Raising Birdie, and it's had quite a lot of attention nationally. It is about a study that was done in Birdie County looking at students and some of the, you know, Birdie County is one of the more poor areas in our state, and looks at some student outcomes through several years. And that is going to be at the Chelsea Theater 2 days, July 1st and 2nd, at 1:45 both days. So again, it's interesting, you know, we look a lot around at stories about other places, and both these documentaries that we're talking about here are stories from our state of North Carolina. And I think one is really talking about young people and trying to make a difference, and the other looks at some of why we all need to be concerned about some of the social justice issues in our state. So that's Raising Birdie. It's in Chapel Hill at the Chelsea Theater on July 1st and 2nd. So that's the events. The other thing I do want to mention is that our branch usually meets the first Saturday of every month. Given the fact that all of these 4th of July festivities are going on, we moved our July meeting to the second Saturday of the month, which is July 8th. Same time, 1 o'clock at the Rogers Road Community Center. And at noon, there'll be a youth meeting and followed by the adult meeting at 1 o'clock. So invite anybody who's interested in working with us to come out. That's on July 8th, Saturday, noon for youth meeting and 1 o'clock for our regular branch membership meeting.
Wonderful. I'm sure there are more than a few people out there who are willing to go in and see you during those times. And how is the Reverend doing?
Well, we just got word yesterday that he is going to extend his stay. He had announced his departure effective June 1. And right now with the state budget going on, the state health care issues, the education issues that have been wrapped up in the budget, he's decided he's going to stay on through the summer. We will have an election. We're a group of branches, over 100 branches across the state of North Carolina, and it's an elected position, so he's going to stay on until there's someone in place. There's lots to do. No need for an interim there. He's going to stay at the helm and help lead us through this tumultuous time that we're facing here in the state of North Carolina.
Yes, I saw that story yesterday, how he was going to continue, and then that's good while you look for another person.
Yeah, so.
Fantastic. Well, Ms. Richards, thank you very much for coming on the show today and talking about those dates. They'll be on our website, chapelboro.com, and we'll be sure to put those out there as well.
All right, great. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. WCHL News Time is 4:39.